During the summer of 1965, females around the world were ready to pack their bags for California, and all because of the Beach Boys.
I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls.
California Girls put the Beach Boys in the top five, and it's a personal milestone for Bruce Johnston. He joined the Beach Boys right after Brian Wilson decided not to tour anymore.
Brian, being the wonderful creative guy that he is, discovered that you can't write songs, arrange them, produce them, sing them, and go on the road at the same time. So he decided in 64, towards the end, to replace himself, and they used one of the guys that played on the records, Glenn Campbell. And then Glenn's career began, and I was working at Columbia Records as a producer. And Mike called me asking my advice, you know, how do I find someone to take Glenn's place who's taking Brian's place? And I called everyone I know, including our bass player, Eddie Carter, and Eddie was getting his philosophy and psychology degree and couldn't go. And so I finally, at the last second, I said, well, look, I'll come down to New Orleans. And this was April 9th, 1965. And I joined the band for a few days, and it lasted a couple weeks. And I came home, and Brian asked me to sing on the new album, and that album was Summer Days and Summer Nights. And the first song that I recorded with our band was California Girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
It really should be American Girls, because Mike's just saying, boy, you know, when he sings a song, he says, you know, we travel around the country in this band, we're all unmarried, you know, this is 20 years ago, and we wish we could bring these wonderful American girls, and we're Americans, back to California. We wish they all could be California girls.
Another artist recently made those lyrics slightly more obvious with his version of the Beach Boys classic. David Lee Roth's version of California Girls does include some authentic background vocals by none other than one of the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson. He was invited to sing by the other background vocalist, Christopher Cross.
That was cool. You know, Christopher Cross called me and asked me if I'd help him sing on California Girls. And he thought that maybe it would put me off a little bit or I'd feel funny about it. And I was really happy to do it. We had a real fun time.
behind the original version of California Girls, the Beach Boys surfed into the top five once again during early 1966 with Barbara Ann. Carl Wilson says his brother Brian needed more time to create the album Pet Sounds, and that's how Barbara Ann was born.
What happened was we were making Pet Sounds, and we weren't on time with it, as usual, probably. You know, we were not delivering on time. And Brian needed more time to finish the record. And he said, well, listen, we've got to get them out of our hair. We're going to make a party album. We'll just go in, be done in a flash, and they'll have their album. Then we can get back to work on the real album. And that's exactly how the party album came together. And Barbara Ann was just one of the songs we did.
Immediately after Barbara Ann, the Beach Boys repeated their top five status on the music charts with Sloop John B. It's a hit Al Jardine was responsible for, and Carl Wilson says that's because of his bandmate's admiration for a popular 60s folk trio.
So heist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail set, call for the captain ashore, let me go home.
Alan was heavy into the Kingston Trio when he was in high school, and he always loved that tune, and he made Brian aware of it, and Brian came up with that arrangement, which is also very masterful. It's funny to sit and talk about your own record, you know, and say masterful and stuff, but, well, just the idea of Brian taking that tune and making that arrangement and creating the sound that it ended up being is really kind of, is a real unique thing, I think.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me, around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail,
see how the mainsail.
sailing to dreaming. The Beach Boys continued their chart-topping status during the summer of 1966 with Wouldn't It Be Nice. It's from their classic album, Pet Sounds, and also happens to be a personal chart-topper for Carl Wilson.
Wouldn't It Be Nice was my favorite record of the Beach Boys for a long time, and it just had a very positive, real warm feeling attached to it. That was Brian just about peaking out, really, in terms of the energy that he put into the Beach Boys' career and into the record-making thing.
The Beach Boys put out some powerful vibrations. After this, on The Hot Ones.
Close-up toothpaste with fluoride.
Smucker's and Walt Disney Pictures have a great offer for you. Three adorable hand puppets from the new fantasy adventure movie Return to Oz. Now's the time for special savings on two 18-ounce jars of the great fresh fruit taste of Smucker's and to get your exclusive Scarecrow, the Gump, and TikTok hand puppets. Watch for money-saving coupons and all the details in your June 9th Sunday newspaper insert and look for the special displays in your supermarket. Sound good? With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
After 25 years on the road, the Beach Boys are currently on their biggest tour ever. By fall, more than 2 million people will have seen the Beach Boys live in concert. And America's legendary rock and roll band is sure to treat their fans to the 1976 top five hit, Rock and Roll Music.
It sure works in concert. I wish we could record it now, because it has more energy. It's great. Just wipes everybody out.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast.
and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they was blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Tell your folks they had a jamboree and drinking beer from a wooden cup. The folks at dancing got all shook up. They started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old way you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
The characteristic multi-layered vocal harmonies that make the Beach Boys songs so special are highlighted in an unusual way on an early 60s recording.
Our Father,
although Bruce Johnston wasn't in the Beach Boys yet when this song was recorded by the original lineup of Brian, Carl, and Dennis Wilson, Mike Love, and Al Jardine, he says it's one of the reasons he's proud to be a Beach Boy now.
It's Al and Mike and Carl and Brian singing the most impeccable, incredibly vocally arranged combination of their voices. Now remember, I joined the band in 65, and this came out in 63, but these are the kind of things that really added up to me being totally thrilled to suddenly be part of the blend 2 years later. The fact that these young guys, the oldest probably being 22, Mike, then could make this kind of music made me a fan forever. You know, I'm the ultimate fan. I just happen to be in the band.
One of the best examples of rock and roll music by the band is the Beach Boys' first million-selling single, Good Vibrations. It was a number one song during the fall of 1966. Carl Wilson says if there's only one hit allowed in the history books from the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations would be it.
Well, Good Vibrations is probably our most famous record, I guess. It was a record that we really took an awful lot of time and care doing. And we just kept going until Brian got satisfied with it. He didn't let up until he was done, because it was recorded and recorded and recorded and more.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me too.
Very grateful that we had the opportunity and that people gave us the gift of being patient with us and allowing us to move through all that stuff that we did. I have a feeling of gratitude for that, and I want to thank everybody for that, for just, you know, just keeping us around and allowing us to be able to come back and make another record. It's really been a very healing thing for us.
The Hot Ones, presented in part by Smucker's Jams and Jellies. The Hot Ones, produced by Iz Inc. Executive producers Joe Interante and Rob Sisko. Associate producer C.G. Gordon. Technical producer Ron Hummel. Production coordinator Karen Abramson. I'm Dave Roberts. The Hot Ones. The Beach Boys, copyright 1985, the United Stations Radio Networks. The Hot Ones.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Help me run the yeah.
Get her out of my heart. Can I ever get you back?
Get you back.
Get you back.
Get you back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Johnston. Join me this week when the Beach Boys will be featured on The Hot Ones.
The Hot Ones.
Hi, I'm Carl Wilson. Join me this week when the Beach Boys will be featured on The Hot Ones.
The Hot Ones. The Beach Boys.
Can I ever get you back?
Rockin' and rollin', rockin' and readin', Barbara Ann, Papa, Barbara Ann.
The reason I think that we continue today is because they tapped into something that orchestrates growing up, maybe from junior high school through college.
So,
no matter what goes on the radio, what trend is going on, there's always room for some Beach Boy music.